You're listening to Mocha Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
28 minutes after 9 South African time. Let's welcome again, inshallah, our wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome again our wonderful listeners of Sirius FM and our wonderful listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, the first half an hour, inshallah, it will be played on Radio Al Ansar station after 10 o'clock, between 10 to half past 10 this evening, inshallah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. I've got a brother, Robert, who started. He says, good evening to you, AK. I'm listening to you guys, the program this evening. Why don't we ever hear about Putin's two daughters, Robert Ustad?
Remember that, my brother Robert, if you want to start going into their wives and girlfriend and daughters and all that, so that's their personal life, remember. Personally, I'm not interested in that. We're interested in the people who make the decisions. So you must remember that. Who makes the decision? Remember, is Biden. Now you tell me about Hunter Biden, or you tell me about Bill and Hillary Clinton's daughter Chelsea, or you tell me about Bush's son or Bush's daughter. I'm not interested in those things there. We interested at the guy on the top who's making the decisions. And remember, he is the one who will be responsible. You take Bibi Netanyahu. So he's got his son. He's also not a crazy guy. He made some crazy statements, but we don't worry about him. We will tell you what Bibi said and what he did and so forth. That he goes from Tel Aviv, he goes right to Washington, White House, to get his laundry washed, you know, under when Trump was the president. So you could smell all the dirt from Tel Aviv and Jerusalem right up to Washington. So these are the things we concern about. Currently, we say Putin is the right man for the right job. Mm-hmm. Why? The next 4 months are crucial. Supper time, I was telling my wife, I said, he's going to freeze them to death. And we got no sympathy for them. You know why? Because you must remember, when the Ukrainians were asked, this leader Zelensky and whole lot, he's a jutla, that what must we do with Palestine? He said, bomb them, finish them up. So that is what they did. You must remember how many thousands you killed, baby killers in Gaza, how many people you killed in the West Bank, how many you killed in Jerusalem, how many my brothers, sisters, children incarcerated, detention without trial, they call administrative, you understand, detention. So these are thugs, these are terrorists, these are Nazi Ola, children of the Nazis, remember that? So these are the issues we have to worry about. We're not interested, Putin slept with 100 ladies or what, we're not interested in that. Your Bojo slept with 5 women, he made all of them pregnant, remember that. So he lost his job also. We worried about who is settling scores. So yes, we have to settle scores, and therefore we are with Putin, and we will tell him, Putin, two things are left for you. One, you become Muslim, and we make you commander-in-chief. We can't make our jokers commander-in-chief. They don't even know how to hold a water pistol properly, remember that. So we need guys like Putin, you know? So that's why, my brother Robert.
Somebody says, Ustad, keeping a dog as a pet. And can I give him like a Muslim name? For example, he says,
remember, to keep a dog as a pet, totally haram in Islam. Every day your hasanat, your good deeds will decrease like the mountain of Uhud. And if you keep the dog, you give him Sahaba's name like Umar, you go out of the fold of Islam. You straight away murtad. You're making a mockery of Sahaba. Quran Kareem states, Surah 9, verse 79, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. It was the month of Rajab. It was the 9th year of the Hijrah. And remember, 30,000 Sahaba mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, that Mustafa Rasulullah Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced, every able male must participate it. I went by air to Tabuk, 1.5 hour flight in dead midsummer, 50 degrees, 30,000 Sahaba, the logistics. When Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu said, 100 camels, 100 camels, 100 camels, 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins, he said, the people, hypocrite said, Mura'in is showing off. Poor Sahaba came, and they brought quarter kilo, half a pound, 1 ounce, whatever, of dates. They say, you're wasting time. So Almighty Allah revealed this verse in defense of the Sahaba and said, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ Those who mocked the Sahaba, سَخِرَ companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ Allah will mock them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And for them is a painful punishment. First you want to do haram action, keep dogs as pets, totally haram. There's ijma consensus on that. That is the kufar mentality. The dog is in front and they follow the dog. So that you call dog mentality. So, and then you want to give Sahaba's name. You do that, you go out of the fold of Islam. You're mocking the Sahaba, brother. Don't play with deen.
Haq, Ustad. So what is the fatwa, Ustad, with regards to men who read Salah with short sleeves? Ustad, please advise.
Very good question. Today is Zuhur time. I saw one guy, because it's summer now, so one guy came, you know, with that Bermuda, you see. And it just comes above his navel and below his knee. But when they go inside the ruku, they go to ruku and that, then you will see some cracks, you know. Because crackpots do this type of things here, you understand? So they eat the nuts, they eat coconuts, you know, and this type of things here. So you want to come dressed like that, as though as you're standing in front of, you know, your wife or somebody, you're standing in front of Almighty Allah. Tomorrow you got a meeting with the president. Whether he's Muslim, not Muslim, is not the issue here now. So how will you dress, I'm asking you? You got a meeting with your bank manager. You got a meeting with your prime minister. You will be looking at yourself 10 times in the mirror. Am I dressed properly or so or not, or what's the case? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. You must take your beauty when you go to the masjid. When you go for salat, you got an appointment with Malikul Muluk, the King of Kings. So therefore, Islam teaches us, man, you apply the itar, wear immaculate clothes, and be dressed decently. You know, when I had to go for my graduation, non-Muslim university, so they wrote letters to all the students, and they said no techies allowed, and no jeans allowed, and so I've thought of it, you know. Imagine for the graduation, they're saying, but a Muslim will come to the mosque with funny jeans, funny bermudas, come with sleeveless and short sleeves. So where's our adab, our respect in all these things? So remember, the salat will be valid, but it's makruh and undesirable. You're depriving yourself of maximum reward. Chapter 7, verse 31. Therefore, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, you know Imam Malik, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Malik. What will make you understand who is Imam Malik? Imam Dar al-Hijrah. He used to sit right next to the Mazar Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to wear new clothes almost every day. His students would ask him, Imam Shafi and them, why? He said, ta'aziman li sahibi hadha al-qabr. Out of respect for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to show that we are teaching hadith. We are going and speaking to Almighty Allah. How much respect, reverence, you sisters. You just wear your nightie, then dear makar, you can see right through, and you're reading Fajr Salat. Is that Salat? Your Salat is not valid if it is see-through and transparent and so forth. Don't you know you're standing in front of Almighty Allah? So read chapter 7, verse 31.
Ustad, as a youngster says that sometimes I sit on the internet, Shaitan misleading me to un-Islamic things like nude, etc. What should I do? Please provide any dua, Ustad.
Dua alone don't help, my brother. You must have a will and that desire. You want to come out of this haram. All these things, they're addictive. When the TV came out in South Africa, 76, people went crazy. I just came back from my first holiday from Karachi, Pakistan. Pakistan already had TV before South Africa, many years before South Africa. So people say, no, we're just watching the news. Then from the news, it went to films. Then from films, it went to porn. Now from porn, it's gone to where Allah alone knows, you know. So today there's not one program you can tell me there's no woman there, or there's no nudity there, or there's no music there, or there's no haram activity. So everything from A to Z almost is haram there. So therefore we say it's not permissible. The point you must understand, my brother, if you really want to change, so you're busy with your internet, and now you, it's no mistake. The mistake thing is you every day you press that button. Let me just check. Maybe they got one new model there, you see. You don't want to check the old one, right? You want to check the new one. So you must impose a fine upon yourself, 100 rand, 200 rand, give it to the poor. In 1 week, in 10 days, you will be 100% straight if you are sincere. But if you're not sincere, it will just go worse and worse and worse and worse till you're addicted, and then your marriage will fail, and then your children, everybody will see that our father has become a zombie. The wife will see that and so forth. So remember that these things are addictive and disastrous for your marriage, for yourself. And when you're reading Salat, you'll be thinking of that lady you saw nude as well. I get all these type of messages and emails. They say, I can't concentrate in Salat. I'm thinking of the movie I saw last night, what that guy was doing, what that lady was doing. So imagine what things happens. Read more and more Salat. Inna Salat Tanha Anil Fahshai Wal Munkar. When you read Salat and Namaz prayer properly, it will prevent you from all obscenities, indecency, and from all forms of injustice. Open the beginning of the 21st juice.
Somebody says, could Murtaza please comment on ladies using Uber taxis without a mahram? Many unreported rapes have taken place, yet even young schoolgirls are picked up because their parents are too busy, Ustad.
Remember that here there are three issues. I'll give you my own example and so forth. Example meaning what I know. So a lady, you must remember, she was happily married, this. But the husband may be busy, whatever you as they say. She wants to go now to the market. She wants to go here and there and so forth. So what happens? She just calls, you know, that Uber. So the guy comes and all that. Where you want to go, madam? Yeah. Then he's a sweet guy. So then she says, but this is very good. And you can just swipe the card the whole time. You know how it goes. So they become friends. And then where are we going? Wherever you want to go. So remember, he takes her to the hotel, and the rest is history. So then the marriage breaks, the children are mixed up, half here, half there, all these things here. How did it start? Uber driver. We don't say every Uber driver, but we're speaking about what happens sometimes. One, take Saudi Arabia, before MBS, you must remember that women were not allowed to drive. So every rich family had a driver there. How many of these drivers, Indians, Pakistani drivers, in the car, they would tell me, aapko pata nahi ki ye khawateen parda pehnti hai, lekin kya kya cheeze hamare saath karti hai. See? Oh, I never even asked the guy, but they saw we look like a molvi and that we say, yaha par mashallah, khawateen parda mein hai. You don't understand what language I'm speaking. I said before MBS came, so the women were not allowed to drive. So what had happened was that we're not saying driving is permissible now. I'm just giving you a report back. And I'm telling you, so these Pakistani, India drivers, now we speak their language, Hindi or Urdu or whatever. So then we ask them that how's things here and it's good here, the women are in hijab. They say, what you talking? That we take the madam of the house here and there, when their husbands are not there, we busy with them. So you must remember, that's an added bonus, you see. It's an added bonus to this type of thing. That, see. So when you brought the girl kachor, you must remember right inside the house, what you expect to happen and so forth. These are not fairy tales, I'm telling you. These are all documented, you must remember. Third one, you must remember for a lady to travel with a strange man and so forth, even short distance, you alone, he is alone, absolutely haram. How can that ever be jais and permissible? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is not permissible, la yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithuma ash-shaytan. It can't happen that a male and a female are alone and they are strangers to one another. It's not brother taking sister or uncle taking niece or something. These are total strangers. So the third party there will be Satan, Lucifer, and the hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. So that is where we are. Every vice, you must remember, the Western governments, they will glorify it and encourage it and so forth. How many women report that their bags got stolen, they were raped, or they were taken to a wrong place, and things happen there and so forth. So therefore, you must think properly. You know our South Africa. Kidnapping has risen by 100%. Rape has increased. Murder has increased. Gender-based violence has increased. This is their statistics, not my statistics. So therefore, don't be a fool. Protect your izzat and your honor.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, my son is 10 years old, Ustad. He wants to know what happens if he wants to break wind during salah. He's listening to you, Ustad.
You want to break wind? Why, my brother? Because you drink too much Coca-Cola. Because you're eating too much, you see? So therefore you want to break wind. So before the wind comes, you just make salam, any posture you are, and you walk out, and then you go, break your wind and everything. Don't break your wind in the mosque and desecrate the sanctity of the mosque. Outside you do it, and it's natural, there's nothing wrong with that. And then you come back, perform your wudu, and then you repeat your salat, my brother. You'll do that. And don't eat too much. You see, you youngsters, you all are becoming, when we were 10 years old, we were bursting with energy. You know, there was school, there was madrasa, but not a single day would pass. We would not be playing soccer or cricket or running or something. Where you find our youngsters today? Just sit on the sofa and change the channels the whole time. Sit with the cell phone and then they can't run, they can't do exercise, good for nothing. You must remember, sitting on their laurels and thinking of Hadi. That is the truth today.
So can we use interest money, Ustad, to pay toll fees and municipal rates and taxes, Ustad?
Anything the government imposes upon us as Muslims, and we consider it and we know it is zulm and oppression, the examples you gave, whether it's rates, whether it's taxes, whether it's toll roads, so you pay with interest money, our fatwa verdict is it is permissible. But at the same time, you must know that for you to open an account, there it ABC, XYZ Bank, so you can obtain the maximum and optimum amount of interest, all that is totally haram.
Somebody says, Ustad, that a lady accusing me of theft of money in his house, 1,000 rand. So I pay her deep down in my heart. I never took the money, only Allah knows. What dua must I make? Because this is making me angry all the time, Ustad.
So I don't understand your question. The lady is saying you stole the money, 1,000 rand. So what you got to do with her? You working there in a house, or you go there, or what's the story? We don't know. But let's say you're working there, and they said you stole it, so you paid 1,000 rand. So end of the story, right? So you're feeling down, you cheated, you're feeling cheated, that my 1,000 rand is gone and so forth. So now you're going to do this. You're listening? Write down, make mental notes. Surah chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Ya Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers and the mischief makers. You know who read this dua and supplication? Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, peace be upon him, against the gay community. When he read it, Almighty Allah send the punishment. What he sent? The rain. Not rain, water. وَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ Allah rained upon them the brimstones, and their names مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ Their names were written there. Go read chapter 11, verses 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82. You will see the entire narrative is mentioned enshrined in the Noble Quran. Till today, the remnants and the relics are there. So you will read that, my brother. رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِ And then read this. Read now with me. Yeah, when somebody makes zulam upon you, somebody oppresses you, you are really the oppressed, then read. Say, Allah, I am not doing anything. I want you. You teach them a lesson. Ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu. Ya Allah, you take retribution today, today. It was, I'll tell you, exactly 3 o'clock. A person came to my house. He wanted something. Muslim guys, our family also. So, like, you know, connection somehow. But he told me I got fired here, there and all that. Then I asked him what happened. He said, no, I walked away. And he said, that guy now lost 5 million, 10 million. He said, you know why? Because he fired me. I say, well, I don't know the whole story. But if that's what you say, it's nothing surprising for me. When we make zulm on people and oppress them, then suddenly you will see millions will just disappear. Because when that mazloom person, that oppressed person cries, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom, beware of the bad dua, the bad dua, we say in our vernacular. So, of the oppressed person, فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ Between him and Almighty Allah, there is no veil, no curtain. إِشَارَةٌ إِلَى سُرْأَةِ الْإِجَابَةِ That oppressed person's dua is accepted instantly, immediately. What you think is happening to all these jutlas and all these Arab tenpont dictators? How many people they made zulam and oppressed them? And the child is crying, the mother is crying, the father is crying. So remember that, then Almighty Allah punishes them in different. See today the jutlas, they got the whole team of youngsters. And they gave them incentives, and they told them that you must do this, present Israel in a positive way to the world. And they masters with the keyboard and computers and internet, so say Israel is doing this, Israel. But they're getting so much backlash and so forth, they don't know what to do, because everybody knows what really is happening, Muslim and non-Muslim. They tell them, if you are successful, you will get a scholarship. And you will get so much wages. So the children and the youth say, this is the best job we got. We sit on our laurels, we make stories, lies, propaganda, and then we send it out to the world and so forth. Therefore we challenge them, the jutlas. Tell me if you're not an apartheid regime. Tell me if you're not a terrorist regime. Tell me if Gerald Kaufman did not say that you are adopting Nazi tactics in the British Parliament. So all this documented, nobody can deny it. So therefore we challenge them on all these issues. So they got their teams ready, but we are too sharp for them with the help and mercy of Allah. We will expose whoever it is, Muslim, non-Muslim. We told you these leaders are murtad and non-Muslims. So we must stand for the truth and justice. And when there's injustice, then leave that person out. You speak to Allah. Ya Allah, you sort that person out, and you will see in time what, how the tables will turn with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Well, it's exactly now 9:30. We're going to go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away. Stay tuned.